Today we're looking at a contest in the Bible, a contest on Mount Carmel. It's one of the most famous passages in the Old Testament because on one corner you have Baal. He's a very popular god. And on the other corner you have Yahweh, the Lord, the God of Israel, the living God. It's a contest between convenience religion and real religion, between an empty religion and the religion of the living God. Now, convenience religion doesn't make any demands on you, except perhaps a few sacrificial offerings. You don't have to care about what's right or wrong. You don't have to look after the poor. You don't have to look out for your neighbor. It's all twisted to your desires to fulfill that. Now, the great champion of Israel, the great champion of the living God, is called Elijah. But in the New Testament, it reminds us that Elijah, in the book of James, the letter of James, Elijah was a man just like us. Think about that for a moment. Think about that he was made brave, that he had this faith by virtue of the God who was at work in him and his life, and the God who is at work in Israel, despite all their going away from him. Now Elijah said to Ahab, "As surely as the Lord lives, Israel's God, the one I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain these years unless I say so." How do you think King Ahab reacted to being told what to do? At first, I assume he must have been amused. And then he got more and more angry with Elijah as the drought progressed. And then so angry that Elijah had to hide from Ahab. And the drought, I doubt if you've ever lived through a drought of more than a few weeks. The drought brought suffering to many people. And Elijah is suffering along with the people. He goes to live with a widow, and she only has a little flour and a little oil. And into that terrible situation, God comes, and God makes sure that this little bit of flour and this little bit of oil doesn't run out. Have you ever experienced that? That God's provision for you doesn't fail. And then the most terrible thing happens. Her son dies. But God, who is in charge of the big picture, also cares about the little picture. And Elijah must have had a great boost, a great increase in his faith when he prayed for the widow's son. And the widow's son gets life again. And then he's ready when God says, "Go to Ahab." In himself, he possibly doesn't want to do that. But he goes in the strength which God gives him. What sort of God do we believe in? A God who doesn't make demands on us. A God who doesn't tell us what to do. Or is it a God who doesn't care about the small picture of our lives? Or do we trust in the living God who can take care of both the little things and be God of the bigger picture as well?